啊，弟兄姊妹平安。
Brother and sister, may peace be with you.
在今天呢，每当普通的百姓每天东奔西跑、吃吃喝喝、在糊里糊涂的过日子的时候
，In today's world, there are those people who are busy running around, eating and drinking, seeking for pleasure, living a life without purpose.
但是一些在前沿搞科研的这些人，他们几乎都有一个共识。什么共识呢？就是这个世界将会走到尽头。人类有毁灭的危险，而且这一共识现在越来越被更多的人接受。那么，这是真的吗？不信神的人可能在怀疑，就是一些信主的弟兄姊妹，其实有的时候也在怀疑会不会成真。圣经很清楚地告诉我们，这是真的。那早在几千年之前，圣经就有预言。这个世界一定会被终结。那么到底什么时候应验，什么时候终结？
When will this prophecy be fulfilled?
圣经也告诉我们，
the Bible has also told us,
主耶稣再来的时候，
the world will end when Jesus Christ comes again.
我们知道主耶稣有两次来到地上。
We know that Jesus Christ would have come to the earth twice.
一次已经发生。
The first time has already came.
另一次我们在等候。
The second time we are waiting for.
第一次来就是道成肉身。
The first time he came, he incarnated.
他第一次来就是为了上十字架。
The first time he came because he was.
要在
十字架上。
要在十字架上来成就他的救恩。
He was nailed on the cross to fulfill.His grace,
要拯救世人
to save us.
下一次第二次再来
the next time when he comes,
他来干什么呢
why is he coming for?
审判
to judge,
要终结这个世界
to end this world.
主耶稣第一次来圣经以前曾经预言过。
Was prophesied in the Bible.
这件事在2000年之前已经应验。
His first coming was fulfilled.
同样，我们相信。
And we also believe.
主耶稣还会再来。
Jesus Christ will come again.
在今天的经文。马太福音的24章第30节。
In our verse today, in Matthew chapter 24.Verse 30.
我读国语，然后弟兄姊妹来读一下英语。30节和31节，30节，那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，他们要看见人子有能力有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。30节。
Verse 30.And then the sign of the Son of Man will be seen in heaven. And then all the nations of the earth will have sorrow. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
31节，他要差遣使者，用号筒的大声，将他的选民从四方，从天这边到天那边都召聚了来。
Verse 31, and he will send out his angels with a great sound of the horn, and they will get his saints together from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
这是就是耶稣基督第二次再来。
This is referring to Jesus Christ's second coming.
我们看到他再来的时候什么光景呢？是地上的人都要哀哭。
We will see that the people on the earth will cry together.
主耶稣第一次来已经百分之百应验。
The first coming of Jesus Christ was fulfilled 100%.
我们相信他第二次再来也会百分之百应验。
And we believe that his second coming will also be fulfilled 100%.
今天世界上所发生的任何一件事
everything that's happening on earth right now,
都在印证主耶稣再来这件事即将成为现实。
It's proving that his coming will become true.
他不仅要来，而且来的脚步是越来越近了。
Not only Jesus Christ will come, his steps are coming closer and closer.
经上说，他就在门口了。
The Bible says that he is right outside the door.
那我们现在如何去面对？
So how are we going to face this news?
我们应该如何去做？
What are we going to do?
这就是我们今天要分享的信息。
That's what we are going to share today.
经文就是刚才我们读过的马太福音24:30-44.
The scripture for today is Matthew 24:30-44.
题目是警醒中预备自己。
The sermon title is.
我们一起做祷告。
The sermon title is Be prepared and be alert.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
我们到你的面前来，来亲近你的面，主啊，求你来与我们同在。你不仅赐下你的话语，你也赐下圣灵来引领我们，让我们明白主你的真理。我们也感谢主，你赐下信心给我们。让我们靠着你更加的刚强，走在你赐给我们的路上，得胜有余，得胜有余。我们感谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。我们分享的第一个主题是主来的日子近了。
The first point we're going to share is the day of the Lord's coming is near.
我们信主弟兄姊妹都知道主耶稣来的日子真的很近很近了。
We all know that Jesus Christ's second coming is coming near and near.
在今天的经文32节说，你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
Verse 32. Now take an example from the fig tree. When her branch has become soft and puts out its leaves, you are certain that the summer is near.
33节是这样，你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了。正在门口了。
Verse 33. Even so, when you see all these things, you may be certain that he is near, even at the doors.
32节在主耶稣提到了一个说用无花果树学个比方。
In verse 32, Jesus Christ used the fig tree as an example.
那这个比方是什么意思呢？
What does the fig tree symbolize?
在旧约里面，神常常用无花果树来象征以色列。
In the Old Testament, often the Lord used the fig tree to symbolize
所以主耶稣这儿说的这个无花果树就是指的以色列。
Therefore, here, when Jesus Christ mentioned the fig tree, it represents Israel.
他要用以色列发生的一些事情来让我们看到主耶稣来的脚步近了。
He wants to use what's happening with the fig tree to represent what's going to happen to Israel.
那这是无花果树的树枝法能长叶的时候。
When the branch of the fig tree grow.
那这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
无花果树的树枝法能长叶就是预表以色列复国。
When the branches come soft, the leaves are coming off. It means the restoration of Israel.
我们知道在主前的586年。
We know in 1948.
以色列就亡国
了。
在公元前的586年。
BC 580。
对，以色列这个国家就灭亡了。
The country of Israel was destroyed.
一直到1948年。
Until 1948.
这个国家重新在地上立了起来。
Israel rebuilt again.
中间经过了那么多年。
After so many years,
可能这些其他这些外邦民族都认为没有这种可能。
Others thought there is no future for Israel.
但是1948年的5月14号的下午2点。
But in 1948, May 14th,
这个神迹出现了。
The magic happened.
以色列复国了。
Israel was rebuilt.
那么这儿说以色列复国的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
It says that when Israel was rebuilt, that means the summer is near.
那么夏天近了，就预表主耶稣来的日子近了。
When the summer is near, means the day of Jesus' second coming is near.
所以我们看到神在圣经里面的预言一次又一次成为现实。
So we see again and again now whatever has been prophesied in the Bible.
以前那些世代的人没有看到以色列复国的这一天。
For the people before, they did not see the rebuild of Israel.
但是今天这个世代我们都看见了。
But today we see it.
看见了这个无花果树是如何发能长叶的。
We see how the fig tree grow.
今天的以色列不仅复国。
Not only is the country of Israel has been rebuilt.
而且成了一个世界强国。
It has become one of the strong countries.
这是一件不可思议的事。
This is something was impossible to think.
所以主耶稣在这儿告诉我们。
So here Jesus has told us.
以色列复国是一个标志。
The rebuild of Israel is a symbol.
标志着主耶稣真的离我们很近很近了。
Symbolize that the Jesus coming is near and near.
他说他已经到了门口。
He says that it's by the door.
到了门口是什么意思呢？
What does it mean by the door?
那就是一推门就能进来。
That means that when you push the door, that you can come in.
所以主耶稣下一步是要推门进来的这件事。
Therefore, the next step is that Jesus is going to open the door.
主耶稣一推门就意味着这个世界要被终结。
When he opened the door, the world will be destroyed.
所以我们今天活着的人都有可能赶上主耶稣的再来。
So it is possible that for us that we are still living to see that become true.
我们只能说可能。
We say probably, maybe.
那主耶稣到底什么时候来？有没有一个准确的时间？
So when will Jesus come again? Is there an exact date?
有。
Yes.
只是神不让我们知道。
It's just that God is not telling us.
36节，但那日子、那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，人子也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
In verse 36, but of that day and hour, no one has knowledge, not even the angels in heaven or the Son, but the Father only.
父神是知道这件事什么时候发生的。
The Lord, the Father knows when it's going to happen.
因为这件事是父神亲自定的。
Because the date is set by the Lord.
这儿主耶稣说他自己也不知道。
Here he says Jesus himself also doesn't know.
按道理主耶稣是神，他不会不知道。
But Jesus is the God. How come he should know?
在这里面主耶稣是来限制他自己，限制他自己。
Here, Jesus Christ is limiting himself.
因为他道成的肉身成为人的样子，他限制自己。
Because Jesus Christ incarnated himself, he is to become human in the form of a human. He is limiting himself.
今天主耶稣在天上坐在天父的右边，他是完完全全知道他什么时候再来。
Today Jesus Christ is sitting on the right hand side of the Lord. He knows what's going on.
但是神没有让我们知道。
But God, the Lord, has not told us.
神不让我们知道，这是神的恩典。
It is grace that God has not told us.
关于这个问题，我们这儿不再分享。
We are not going to share about this today.
说主耶稣哪一年哪一月哪一天哪个时辰来，我们没有人知道。
So which year, which month, which hour when Jesus will come, we do not know.
所以经上说，
Therefore in the Bible it says,
37节说挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。
Verse 37, and as were the days of Noah,So will be the coming of the Son of Man.
那这句话是什么意思呢？
What does this verse mean?
我们可以从两个方面来看。
We can look at it from two points.
从人的方面。
From human view.
和神的方面。
From the God's view.
我们先看人的方面。
From human view first.
挪亚的日子就是大洪水来的日子。
Noah's days were the days that the flood is coming.
那么当时大洪水来的时候，人是怎样的一个状况？
What was the circumstances situation when the flood came during Noah's time?
那么当耶稣再来的时候，也是什么状况？
When Jesus comes, it will be the same as the Noah's days.
那我们看一下挪亚。那个日子大洪水来的时候是怎样的一种情景？
We are going to look at when the flood came in Noah's time, what was it like?
在38节说，但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使说不知不觉的时候，到洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。这是38节。你那翻译，那英语是对的。你那是对的，应该。
Verse 38, because as in those days, before the overflowing of the waters, they were feasting and taking wives and getting married.
39节说不知不觉洪水就来了，把他们都全都冲去，人子降临也要这样。
Verse 39 And they had no care till the waters came and took them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man.
所以我们看到当时那个，我们可以想象一下当时那个情景。
We can imagine what the situation conditions were like.
挪亚一家八口花了120年的时间建造这个方舟。有人说是为什么花了这么长时间才把这个方舟建起来。其实我们可以想一想，八口人建那么大的方舟其实也用不了120年。神之所以让他花了这么长的时间，就是为了给当时代的人足够多的机会。 我们相信挪亚在一家八口在建的过程当中，
When the family of eight of Noah's family, the family of eight of Noah's family,
一定会告诉当时代的人为什么要建造。
They must be telling others why they were building the ark.
所以这是120年一直在传福音。
Over 120 years, they were spreading the gospel.
但是创世纪的6:5说
，But in Genesis. Chapter 6, verse 5.
说耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
And the Lord saw that the sin of man was great on the earth, and that all the thoughts of his heart were evil.
所以这句话很贴切今天这个时代。
This verse represents what's happening right now.
我们看到当时是。照常生活，吃喝嫁娶。
He says that people were feasting, marrying.
世人对挪亚的一次又一次的警告，对120年的这样一个福音不在意。
The people at that time ignore what Noah was trying to tell them.
他们不相信洪水会突然临到。
They did not believe the flood will happen.
甚至不会相信有神的审判。
They did not believe that the Lord will judge.
当洪水来的时候，他们没有任何准备。
When the flood came, they were not prepared.
我们今天看一下今天这个世界。
Let's take it what's happening today.
其实也是这个样子。
It is the same.
所以神说挪亚的日子怎样，主耶稣再来的时候也怎样。
That's why it says in the Bible that what was happening in Noah's time, it will happen again in our time.
是，主耶稣也是在突然之间，人不知不觉的时候，又吃又喝又加又去的时候，突然降临。
Jesus will come when we are not aware, when we are drinking, eating, feasting.
这是人的方面。
This is from a view of a human being.
在神的方面。
From God's point.
他要做一件事。
He is going to do something.
这件事我们一会儿再分享。
We will talk about this later.
第40节。
Verse 40.
那时两个人在田里，取去一个，撇下一个。
Then two men will be in the field. One is taken and one let go.
41节，两个女人推磨，取去一个，撇下一个。
Verse 41, two women will be caught in the rain. One is taken and one let go.
从字面意思来理解，好像是主耶稣再来的时候。
From the words, it seems that when Jesus comes again,
取一个，留一个。
He will take one and let go of the other.
所以我们不要误解。
But don't be mistaken.
不是说啊一半得救一半不得救。
It does not mean half of us will be saved and the other half will not be.
主耶稣的意思是他再来的时候。
What Jesus meant is that when he comes again.
有的人被提到空中和他相遇。
Some people will be chosen to be with him.
有的人被留在了地上，没有这个机会。
Some people will be left on the earth with no opportunity.
所以，我们从刚才这段经文来看，主耶稣已经非常清楚地告诉我们每一个人。
So from the verse, we can see very clearly that Jesus Christ is trying to tell us.
特别是告诉了我们所有信他的人。
Especially telling believers.
那么我们怎么办
？What we should do as believers.
我们分享第二个方面。
The second point.
我们当警醒预备。
We should be vigilant and be prepared.
既然说主耶稣来的那个日子、那个时辰，神不让我们知道。
Since we are not going to know when Jesus will come again.
那么有一个问题。
Now we have a question.
神为什么要把将要发生的这个事还要告诉我们？
Why Lord let us know that it will happen?
为什么不让我们糊里糊涂的就过，然后等那一天来？
Why he doesn't just let us live our life and not thinking, worrying about it?
下面的42-44节来说这个问题。42节，所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来的。
Verse 42, be watching then, for you have no knowledge on what day your Lord will come.
43节，说家主若知道基更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的。
Verse 43, but be certain of this.That if the master of the house had knowledge of the time when the thief was coming, he would have been watching and would not have let his house be broken into.
44节，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
Verse 44, be ready then, for at a time which you have no thought of, the Son of Man will come.
这三节经文提到两个词。
For these three verses, there are two phrases, two words.
一个是警醒，一个是预备。
One is to be vigilant, the other is to be prepared.
神虽然没有告诉我们主耶稣什么时候来，
Even the Lord has not told us when Jesus Christ will come again.
但是他提前告诉我们这件事要发生。
But he's telling us it's going to happen. He's telling us in advance.
使要我们在地上的时候要警醒，
Therefore, we need to be vigilant when we are still on earth.
要好好预备，提前预备。
To prepare in advance, to prepare well.
不要像挪亚那个时代的人，没有提前预备，到了以后着急，没有办法。
Don't be like those people in Noah's time that they were not prepared.
那什么叫警醒？怎么做才叫预备呢？
What does it mean by vigilant, be alert? What preparation do we need to do?
我举一个例子。
I'll give you an example.
假如我们家里面有一件非常值钱的宝贝。
If in your home, in your house, you have something very valuable, a treasure.
这件宝贝不是一般的宝贝，非常非常值钱。
This treasure you have is very, valuable.
那我们会怎么样呢？
What would you do?
我们可能我们的警惕的那根弦会一直绷得很紧很紧。
You would be like a musical string that's very tight.
我们会非常的谨慎。
We'll be very alert and vigilant.
就怕那个贼呢，不知道什么时候进来把它偷走了。
Worry about when the thief will come.
这就是警醒。
That means to be alert, be vigilant.
这儿说家主若知道基更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的。
In verse 43 he says, but be certain of this, that if the master of the house had the knowledge of the time when the thief was coming,He would have been watching and would not have let his house be broken into.
主耶稣的意思不是把他自己比喻成贼。
Jesus is not trying to say that he is the thief.
而是要我们像防贼那样来警醒。
Is that he wants us to be the owner of the house, to be alert, to prevent the thief coming in.
我们只要听到一点动静，我们就会特别的注意。
A little noise will cause our attention.
我们就会想到是不是有贼来了。
We will be thinking, is the thief here?
所以这个警醒是非常非常重要。
Therefore, being alert is very, very important.
我们随时应该想到主耶稣可能就在下一刻。也许就在我们讲到的时候就可能来了。
Because Jesus can come at any time, maybe the next second.
那是不是光警醒就够了？
Is it enough just to be alert?
不够。
Not enough.
还要做好预备。
We also have to be prepared well.
比如说我们防这个贼，我们光警醒，光警醒知道了有动静，我们不去做预备，不去处理，那么这个宝贝仍然会有被偷的可能。
Just like an example, if you have something valuable in your house, just to be vigilant is not good enough. You have to be prepared.
所以不仅要警醒，还要预备。
Therefore, being vigilant, besides being vigilant, you also have to be prepared.
不能到等主来了以后才去预备。
Not waiting till when Jesus comes to prepare.
我们可以想到，当挪亚把那个方舟造好以后，神把洪水降下来，那个方舟附近一定有很多很多人往方舟那里跑。
There must be lots of people who were around the ark, running to the ark.
这个时候来不及了。
At that time, it is too late.
更不要说这个时候去造方舟了。
Don't even mention building an ark.
所以等主耶稣再来的那一刻才去预备，来不及了。
Therefore, if you want to prepare when Jesus comes,
没时间了。
There's no time.
主耶稣也不会给留下这样的时间。
Jesus will not leave any time for you to do that.
所以我们现在要做的是在警醒当中好好的预备自己。
Therefore,Besides being vigilant, we must prepare ourselves well.
37节，刚才37节说，挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。
In verse 37, it said, "And as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man."
我们刚才说大洪水来的时候那样一个状态。大洪水来的时候，当时人的状态是那个样子。
We have just mentioned that when the flood came, the people were not prepared.
那么主耶稣再来审判这个世界的时候，也是什么样子
？So when Jesus comes the second time,
我们刚才说这是人的方面。
We just finished talking about the human.
我们再看一下神的方面。
We're looking at God's point.
在创世纪的第七章，我这儿写成第六章，第七章十三节。
In Genesis chapter 7, verse 13.
到16节。
To 16.
说正当那日，挪亚和他三个儿子闪、韩、雅弗，并挪亚的妻子和三个儿妇都进入方舟。
On the same day, Noah with Shem, Ham.And Japheth, his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives went into the ark.
14节，他们和百兽各从其类，一切牲畜各从其类，爬在地上的昆虫各从其类，一切禽鸟各从其类，都进入方舟。
Verse 14, and with them every sort of beast and cattle, and every sort of thing which goes on the earth, and every sort of bird.
15节，凡有血肉、有气息的活物，都一段一段一段的进到挪亚那里，到挪亚那里进入方舟。
Verse 15, they went with Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh in which is the breath of life.
16节，说凡有血气进入方舟的，都有公有母，正如神吩咐挪亚的。耶和华就把他关在方舟里头。
Verse 16, male and female of all flesh went in, as God has said, and the ark was shut by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，请注意一下。
Brothers and sisters, please pay attention.
是谁把方舟的门关上的
？Who shut the ark?
不是挪亚。
It was not Noah.
不是人。
It was not by.
是神。
It was by Lord.
是神亲手关住了方舟的门。
He was the Lord himself closed the door.
神关的门无人能开。
The door closed by the Lord, nobody can open.
所以我们可以想到，当时方挪亚一家在里面。
So we can imagine at that time the family of Noah was inside the ark.
外面一定有很多很多人求着挪亚赶快把这门打开。
There must be lots of people outside the ark begging Noah to open the ark.
但是没有人能够打开这个门。
But nobody could open the ark.
神已经不给这个机会了。
So God did not give them any chance.
神一旦把门关上，外面的人就再也没有机会了。
Once the Lord closed the door, nobody has any opportunity.
当时神把这个放这个门关上以后，就开始用大洪水来审判全地。
At that time, once the Lord closed the door, he used a flood to judge people.
主耶稣再来的那一刻，就是要关上救恩的门。
Therefore.When Jesus comes the second time, the salvation door will be closed.
主耶稣再来的那一天，当时活着的人得救还是不得救，都成了定局。
When Jesus comes the second time, that day, whether you will be saved or not has been decided.
我们说主耶稣不知道什么时候再来，可能离我们还很遥远。所以有的弟兄姊妹不当回事。
So a lot of people don't really care.
但是实际上
But in fact,
当我们离开这个世界的那一天
When we leave this earth,
就是我们自己的末日。
It's our last day.
将来复活以后能不能建造主已成了定局。
Whether we will be resurrected, it has been decided.
得救的就得救了。
Those who have been saved are saved.
没有得救的永远没有机会了。
Those who weren't saved, 因为
主耶稣已经把这扇门给关死了。
Because Jesus has already closed the door.
我们今天真的感谢神。
We give thanks to God.
我们还活着。
That we're still alive.
神还为我们存留一口气息。
God still gives us.
神是救恩的这个大门还为我们每一个人开着。
The door of Savior is still open for us.
我们不知道我们自己什么时候离开这个世界。
We don't know when we will leave this earth.
所以我们要好好的去珍惜把握神还给我们的这个机会。
Therefore, we must value the opportunity that God is giving us.
我们信就好好的信。
If we are believers,
我们好好的预备自己。
We need to prepare ourselves.
一点都不能马虎。
Don't take shortcut.
随时预备主的再来。
Always prepare Jesus' second coming.
在马太福音的21-23节。主耶稣当时跟他的门徒讲，21节说：“凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。”
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will go into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the pleasure of my Father in heaven.
22节。当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
Verse 22, the great number will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, were we not prophets in your name? And did we not by your name send out evil spirits? And by your name do works of power?
这说当那日就是指的主耶稣再来的那个日子。
He says that day, the day means that when Jesus comes again.
23节，我就明明的告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Verse 23, and then will I say to them, I never had the knowledge of you. Go from me, you workers of evil.
我们知道这段经文根据上下文 这是针对那些假师父说的。
From this verse, before and after, we know that this is addressing to those fake servants.
因为在前面七章的十五节，主耶稣就说：“你们要防备假先知。”
Because here we talk about to prevent those fake prophets.
怎么防备？
How can you prevent?
说看果子，好树不结 坏果子，坏树不结好果子。
A good tree does not have bad fruit.
紧接着主耶稣就说了这段话，说到时候啊，凡称呼我主啊主啊人不能丢进天国。
That's why he says, Lord, Lord, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will go into the kingdom of heaven.
喊主啊主啊人那肯定是今天所谓的基督徒。
The people who are calling Lord, Lord represent all the Christians.
所以今天不是说所有的基督徒都将来都能够见到主。
Therefore, not all Christians will see God.
这儿不仅是说给这些假师父听的。
Not here not only talking to the faith servant.
也是说给所有我们听的。
Also,
我们要警醒
that we need to be vigilant.
将来会有很多自称是基督徒的人被主关在门外。
In the future, there will be a lot of so-called Christians be shut down, the door be shut down to them.
这儿二十一节提到说唯独遵行我天父旨意的人。
In the verse 21, it says,
那唯独是什么意思呢？
What does it mean? Only those who does the pleasure of my Father in heaven.
唯独意思就是不管是谁。
Regardless, what does regardless mean? Regardless means regardless who you are.
不管是现在你所有的名目也好，隐名的牧师也好，
regardless how famous you are as a pastor,
也不管懂得多少属灵知识，
regardless how much knowledge you have,
对圣经多熟悉，
how familiar you are with the Bible,
也不管你做了什么，
regardless what you have done,
只要没有遵行天父旨意，
as long as you did not obey God's will,
将来百分之百会被挡在门外。
100% you will be, the door will be closed on you.
见不到主。
You will not see Lord.
所以我们看到神不看别的。
So we, from here we see that the God does not look at any other things.
神眼里面只有一个标准。
He only has one standard.
那就是我们是不是真的在遵行他的旨意。
If we follow our Lord the Father's will,
所以我们真的每天都要警醒。
So we must be alert and vigilant every day.
警醒到把每一天都当作我们生命的最后一天。
That treat every day as our last day.
而且在警醒的过程当中要好好的预备。
While being vigilant, we also need to prepare.
怎么做才叫预备呢？
What do we need? What does it mean by prepare?
很简单。
It's very simple.
就像刚才经文里面说的。
As in the verses he said.
遵行天父的旨意就是预备。
Do God's will, that's prepare.
那么遵行神的旨意不仅仅是外面看得见的行为。
Do God's will not only means what you do.In action,
而且是表里一致。
Also, what are your thoughts inside of you?
外面是怎么做的，心里面也是这么想的。
What you do outside physically also represent what you are thinking inside.
不是神责备那些以色列人嘴唇敬拜神，心却远离神。 不是罪从敬拜神行学远离神。好，没关系。所以我们其实都可以回忆一下，在过往的日子，我们有没有好好的遵行神的话？我们有没有好好的去预备？以前的事过去了，我们回不到过去，但是现在还有机会。所以神讲给我们这些话，不是让我们去责备我们的过去。
The purpose of God telling us is not to for us to blame ourselves.
而是要引以为戒。
But to use as a lesson.
从现在开始，真的要警醒。
From now on, we must be vigilant.
好好的去预备。
Prepare well.
来背起自己的十字架跟从主。
Carry the cross with Jesus.
预备的过程
In the process of preparation,
就是一个舍己的过程。
Means give up ourselves.
我们好多东西要舍弃。
There are many things we need to give up.
我们特别看重的东西要舍弃。
Especially the ones that we value.
今天这个世界对我们的吸引这些花花绿绿要舍弃。
There are lots of material things that we need to give up.
神要看我们今后这个阶段，一直到我们离开这个世界或主耶稣再来的，我们是怎么去活的。
God is going to look at the things we do from today till the day we die.
我们感谢主，今天赐下他的话语。
We thank God for His word.
来告诉我们要警醒。
That He's telling us to
要好好的预备。
Well.
好，我们一起来做个祷告。主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Jesus, we give thanks to you.
谢谢你今天赐下你的话语。
Thank you for your words.
虽然这些话语我们很熟悉。
Even though those words sound familiar.
但是我们今天再一次来聆听的时候。
But as we are listening and studying those words again.
真的，我们感觉是非常新鲜的。我们感谢主，你如此的怜悯我们。
We thank for your forgiveness.
你也不断的在提醒我们。
You keep reminding us.
你要让我们知道，他随时都会有来的可能。
That at any moment it is possible that Jesus.
我们唯有警醒。
If we are not alert.
唯有好好的提前预备。
If we don't prepare in advance.
来遵行你的旨意。
To follow your will.
当你再来的时候，我们才能够见你的容面。
Only when we be alert, be vigilant, when you come, we will see you.
求主怜悯我们。
We ask for your forgiveness.
赦免我们以前不够警醒。
Forgive our mistake in the past.
赦免我们以前没有好好的预备。
Forgive us in the past that we did not prepare well.
求主来帮助我们。
We ask for your help.
你给我们加力量
Give us strength.
你给我们信心
Give us faith.
也求你的圣灵在我们当中
That your Holy Spirit is with us.
在我们里面来引导我们
That inside your Holy Spirit inside of us guiding us.
时时刻刻来提醒我们
To remind us at every moment.
好让我们能好好的警醒好好的预备
So that we can be vigilant and we can prepare well.
我们感谢主祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名阿门